She sure don't do nothing wrong.
That song can't be about Candace. Sure can't do nothing wrong, is it? Really? I wonder why. Oh, the classy thing in it. Yeah, the word classy. Candace Cameron Bure. She is an actress. She is a producer. She is a New York Times best-selling author. She is an inspirational speaker. And she's like little Susie Homemaker for the rest of her life. She's just a caring, doting wife. She also wonders why she comes on this show. Every intro I give her, she just sits there and goes, why? Why do I even bother with this meathead? I care about you so much, Puddin'. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm peachy. CandaceCameronBure.net. CandaceCameronBure.net. Candace Cameron has released yet another rock solid paper booky hit. Paper booky hit? A book.
Paper booky hit. Yeah. It's hardback.
Yeah, that's what I meant to say.
Yeah. Okay.
You know what? Of all the books you've written, this one has you written all over it.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, because you're kind of a classy, you're a classy dame and classy broad. And I just love the photo on the cover of that book. That is a smoking great photo. Well done with that one.
Thank you. Thank you.
Very impressive. I'm going to try and say as many positive things as possible today to you.
See? I like it. I'm going to have to continue writing these kinds of books, so you will have no choice. Otherwise, you'll look like a big jerk.
Whoa.
But to say nice things, you know.
Candace, what I actually really want to know is, and I think most people when they interview you, they usually head down the road of, oh, you're a child star. How did you not turn out? Blah, blah, blah. And and I had Keith Thibodeau on last week, who played Little Ricky in I Love Lucy, and he also is in love with Jesus the same way that you are.
Wow, really?
Yes, Little Ricky and little DJ.
So happy! Oh my gosh! Okay.
And but here's the thing: when you answer your question, you know that question. You're a child star. How did you not turn into, you know, become a heroin addict or whatever? You inevitably come around to, well, you know, Jesus had something to do with it. But I think you are innately classy. And do you think that came as a result of the parents, the family that you grew up with? Because I've met your dad, and that scares me a little bit.
That's so funny. I don't point to Jesus right away, by the way.
No, you don't. That's true.
People ask me that because I didn't really know Jesus growing up, but I always attribute it to my family. But I do agree with you that some of us are born with a more positive spirit than others.
Yes.
And I am one of those people.
Are you also
innately, what?
Yeah, are you also a morning, one of those irritating morning people as well? Are you a morning person, Candace?
I've become one.
Yeah.
But I wasn't one before, probably, you know, I think, have you ever met a happy teenage girl in the morning?
No.
Because I never was, and no. I've never met one. So I can definitely say that I've not always been a morning person, but now I'm pretty good.
At what time in the day does Natasha become happy?
Sometimes never.
Okay. She's turned into quite the YouTube phenom. Hey, that's crazy.
Yeah, she's doing a good little job. I love what she does, except when she stares at herself just a little too long in that selfie kind of way. I'm like, we get it. We know. Your lips are beautiful. Your highlighted cheekbone is gorgeous. Just get on with it.
Oh, man. You guys are so real. I love it. I do.
And
I love
everyone
it.
Everyone listening, I do give my daughter positive comments, but I'm not negative towards her all the time.
Yes.
And
yes.
I should have someone say that. You always, like, you never have anything nice to say about your daughter. And I was like, I think I just always capture the moments that we're joking around, but
yes.
We have quite a loving relationship.
That's true. That's true.
Otherwise, I couldn't joke around with her like that.
Can I ask you a direct question about this whole kindness thing? Because I want to know if. You know, at what point does it become too schmaltzy and too... does it have to do with sincerity and authenticity? In other words, you can fake kindness for a little bit, but eventually and inevitably you get busted?
Well, I don't know. Depends how good of an actor or an actress or a faker you are. But I hope that it's not fake. I mean, I don't think it's really difficult just to say, like, hey, how you doing? Or give someone a smile or offer up a stranger a compliment, which I actually have gotten so comfortable doing over the years, to point something out, even if I don't know them, like, wow, your eyes are so beautiful. And not, maybe you shouldn't do that. It might sound creepy if you tell that to someone, Drew. But,
yes.
But it's like, it's easy. And to me, that's not schmaltzy. And that isn't fake. But I hope that the more you practice it, the more it becomes real in your life to say, like, oh, I do feel good. And to give compliments. And it does feel good to receive kindness. And it will want you to do it more.
Yeah. Yeah. Tim, what do you think about all this kindness conversation?
I think you should read the book.
Oh, shut up. yeah, because the whole fake it till you make it thing, I think, can lead down weird roads. You know, I try to be all about authenticity, but at the same time, you have this generation of kids these days, of millennials and whatever else, walking around going, hey, this is just who I am. You have to accept me. Like, well, hold on. Just dial it down a notch. There's such a thing as, you know, being socially aware and understanding your surroundings a little bit and maybe shutting up.
Yes, and common courtesy and respect, which is a form of kindness. So we could all have our personalities, but that does not lend itself to treating people rudely or unkindly.
Right. When was the last fight you had? Because I would like to see sort of a Jerry Springer moment in your world, just once.
I can't say that I've ever had a Jerry Springer moment, Drew. I don't know that I've ever pulled another woman's hair and, like, picked up a chair and tried to bash her with it.
No, maybe with... I was actually thinking about you and Val. Has that ever happened with Val? Have you ever pulled his hair, thrown a chair at him?
Do you think I would even attempt that, knowing my husband? I am way too smart for that.
No, really, when was it? Because you just
I know who not to mess with.
You seem so even-keeled. And again, it's irritating. There's so many people out there that have so much irritation in their world and so much baggage and so much crustacean happening. And you're just like the little mermaid. You're like the incarnational little mermaid.
Well, thank you. But the truth is, yes, I get upset and I get angry. I'm an emotional person and can be a sensitive person. But the time that you're going to see that come out, although I'll tell you, because of over the years I've learned, it's controlled. And that's, I talk about that in your book, because emotional anger isn't even a bad thing. It's neutral. It's that it is an emotion, but it's how you control it. And so I think where people see a difference in me when they get surprised is when I'm in business mode. And I'm a tough cookie. And so whether it's with any of the movies or the shows that I'm doing, any product stuff, when I'm talking as a businesswoman, people are like, whoa, you know, that's a whole different side of your personality that we haven't seen. And not that it's so different. I'm just very straightforward. I'm very direct. But again, I'm kind through it. I'm respectful through it. But I ask for what I want. I know the value of what I'm asking for or the importance of it, and I'm not afraid to go for it, and I'm not afraid to stand my ground. So I am not weak in any way when it comes to being kind to people, but knowing exactly what I want or need.
You go, girl. Is something a 51-year-old male should never say.
I follow it up by a giggle. And yes, you should never say that.
Okay, I want your reaction to these comments, because a little later in the show, we're interviewing Suzanne Venker. She's a columnist, an author, a blogger, a cultural critic. And here are some quotes from her. Chivalry is dead because women killed it. Your thoughts?
I don't believe that's true. I think it's been undervalued, and it's definitely gone away. It's not being taught as much, but I have found many chivalrous men around me in my life, and from perfect strangers too.
How do I rate on that scale of chivalry? Let's just bring it back to me just for a second.
Not high, Drew. I'm going to be honest with you.
Wow. I've opened the door for you.
Didn't you say, like, the first time you saw me, or was it Kathy Lee, that you're like, wow, weren't you fatter the last time I saw
you? No, I did not.
Yeah, something.
I
know I'm not wrong.
Stop it. Let's move along, please. Here's another quote I'd like a reaction to from Candace Cameron Bure. I'd like my woman to start showing her more masculine side, said no man ever. Your thoughts?
Wait, who? This woman said that quote?
Yeah.
I don't even know how to comprehend that.
Okay. It's just because you're too kind.
I don't. I get it, but I don't get it.
Right. Well, okay, I guess at the bottom of these questions, for me anyway, Candace, is it seems that kindness is a new phenomena. What the heck?
It's not new. It's been around a really long time. We just need to put the spotlight back on it.
But is it not? It seems like a sort of a radical countercultural reality in our society.
It is countercultural because right now we're living in an outrage culture. We are so quick to defriend people when they don't agree with us. We're so quick to write them off. We're so quick to get argumentative. And we have to turn it around. And I do believe putting the spotlight back on kindness can do that, because it does have a ripple effect in everyone's life. But it takes every individual to start with themselves. But isn't that the reality in everything? Like, it starts with you. It starts with me.
Yeah, I was waiting for you to break into a Coca-Cola commercial.
Gosh, I know. I just got the nickname "the preacher" by my friends yesterday.
Well, but hold on. But if you're known for being the preacher of kindness, that's a pretty good tag to wear.
Hey, I was like woohooing and screaming up and down when they gave me that nickname.
You woohooed? Really?
I woohooed. It is going to be embroidered on my jean jacket. Preacher.
On your jean jacket with the frills. Okay, I want to ask you one final question. There's a guy named Dr. Jordan Peterson who's kind of made the big rounds these days, and he's written some books, and he's on the speaking circuit. And one of the things he is saying is, you know, you need to make a decision to get rid of something in your life that is not serving you well, and then fill it with something that is serving you well. And in that category, he's also talking about people. So in other words, pruning friendships from time to time.
Yeah.
Having a look at who is in your life. Now, how can you prune friendships and be kind about it?
Well, I talk about that in my book as well. I think it's really important. And we teach that to our kids, right? I mean, you taught that to your kids when they were growing up, and you were protective of saying, like, hey, that might not be the best friend or influence in your life.
Yeah.
So it's the same thing as adults. It's just usually they're not trying to push drugs or alcohol on us necessarily, or get us to go party, but they just may be a negative influence in another way that, you know, impacts your spirit or just isn't uplifting. And I've had to prune friendships, and sometimes it can be difficult, but I think honesty is always the best approach. And I've had straight up conversations with some people saying, you know what, I think that we just need to take a break from each other. And, you know, that I could go on and on, but
yeah.
I believe in that. And sometimes you can just ease off of a friendship in that when you get an email or a text, you know, maybe whereas you used to respond immediately, maybe you take a day or two or three to respond. And then the next time you take a week to respond, and it's kind of a gradual, like, you're letting them know you're not the first priority in my life, and it'll take time. And sometimes people will get the hint just from that without having to say it.
Yes, I have.
Oh! Snort laugh.
Snort! Snort laugh! DJ just snorted on the Drew Marshall Show.
My God.
Sorry. Oh, sorry. I should have referred to your list. Keep your cool under pressure. Respond to criticism with grace. Stay grounded, yet go places in life. Stay true to who you are, despite the expectations of others. Stay centered in what ultimately matters the most. Kind is the new classy, ladies and gentlemen. It's your permission to go off script, to say goodbye to society's shoulds, and to step into a new way to flourish as a woman today. Three snaps and a Z-formation.
CandiceCameronBure.net. What are you doing now? What are you doing? What's happening next? After you hang up for me, what's going on?
I am going to take Max an hour and a half away to the closest hockey store that we have in Los Angeles so he can get new pants because he broke them last night at practice and needs some new skates.
He broke?
Because he grew
his pants?
So fast.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's embarrassing.
Yep, so that's what I'm going to be doing. Drew, if you have not checked out my Instagram since yesterday, you need to, because I was hoping we would be talking about the fact that I saved a goat yesterday.
Well, first of all, I don't even know how to spell Instagram. My interns have forced me to get on that thing, and so we have like 12 followers or something. I don't know. What do we have now, girls? 100 and... Yeah, and Candace, how many followers do you have in Instagram?
Over 3 million.
Are you kidding me?
Don't worry, Drew.
No.
Can you share? You're such a hogger.
Jesus only had 12 followers on Instagram.
Yes,
so.
Jesus only had 12 followers on Instagram. So, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, that's what Tim says. You saved a goat? Dude, you are bad.
Oh,
come on. Hold on. One of my interns just passed over the... Can you turn up the brightness on the phone so I can see the picture? Jeez. Anyway, tell us the story. What happened, Candace?
It's more fun if you watch the Instagram.
I'm looking at it. Who's the girl in the red?
I don't know. Come on. These are all good Samaritans, and we're all helping. It was actually quite horrifying. I was driving behind a pickup truck that was carrying an animal trailer behind it, and I saw it hit a bump, and the hook unlatched from the trailer, and the doors swung open, and I was like, oh, no. I started slowing down, and there's a little baby goat, two sheep, and another big goat in there, and the baby sheep just walks out, we're going like 40 miles an hour, hits the ground, tumbles, and I'm like, oh, crap. The sheep falls out, one sheep falls out, hits the ground, starts rolling, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, don't, you know, swerving, don't hit the animals, want to help them. They both popped up, so I pulled over, I stopped traffic, so nobody else hits the baby goat. I run out to the street, grab the baby goat. Max grabs one of the sheep, and then some other cars pulled over to help. Someone else grabbed the second sheep that fell out, and we finally got a hold of the people that were driving the trailer, and about a mile down the road, they realized what happened, and the fourth little goat, the fourth animal, was missing for a while. They couldn't find him, but then very thankfully, at the end of the night, someone messaged me and said they found the goat, because we were driving up and down, and they said it was a really special goat, and she had just broken her leg and been recovered, and then she fell out. Like, it was quite horrifying. These gorgeous little animals fall out in front of the road in front of
me. Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, the goat whisperer, Candace Cameron Bure on the Drew Marshall Show. Well done. Wow. You know, now the next time you get picked on by some of those liberal tree-hugging, goat-saving people, you can say, no, step off. These are things I should...
have the handful of, well, now you should be vegan.
Oh.
I had quite a bit of those.
Did you? Oh, boy. I actually... I don't know. I got to be truthful about this. Yeah, no, I am truthful about this. I really, really am happy you've written this book. You are the perfect person to write this book.
Thank you.
Kind is the New Classy, and the website is CandiceCameronBure.net. That's the name of the book, Kind is the New Classy. And apparently you're coming out with another book in a few months as well. Any teaser on that one before we say bye-bye?
I have two recent books. So Same Stylish just came out at the very end of last year.
Mm-hmm.
And then I do have another book coming out in the fall, and it's a children's book that I'm quite passionate about.
Oh, like the kind, like Be Kind to Strangers kind of children's book?
That's not the topic.
Okay.
But it's a children's book, and there's a lot of glitter. But of course, there's always a message.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
And a talking goat.
And a talking goat. You got to put a talking goat in there. One with a broken leg that fell out of the back of a truck. And yeah. It's perfect. What would you name that goat, Candace?
Skippy.
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 Oh, that's sorry. To all the vegans and what are the Greenpeacers out there? Whatever. I'm sorry. All right, Candace, we gotta stop talking. We have other people to talk to.
Okay, go.
I actually kind of miss you. So that's it. That's as mushy as I'll get today. This is where you're supposed to say, "I miss you too, Drew." Let me just help you through this.
You missed it. I said it right after I said, "I miss you too, Drew."
Oh, okay. All right. I was talking over it as usual. Anyway.
As usual, not a listener.
Can you?
That might be helpful in the future. You should learn to listen. I talk about that in my book.